Parliament of Uganda, Thomas Bangirana Taibu, has directed Parliament's Health Committee to conduct a comprehensive review of a 2.3 billion, approximately 8.09 trillion, health cooperation agreement between Uganda and the United States of America following opposition demand for greater transparency. The directive comes amid this debate among lawmakers over whether the agreement requires parliamentary ratification, with the parallels drawn to a similar pact in Kenya that was recently suspended by the court over data privacy concerns. The agreement signed on December 10th this year by the Minister of Finance, Planning and Economic Development and the U.S. Embassy seeks to strengthen Uganda's health sector over a five-year period. Civil society actors say the government-to-government financing model marks a significant shift in global health cooperation, moving away from multilateral frameworks that traditionally involve civil society participation and oversight. The strategy transitions U.S. global health assistance to multi-year bilateral agreements that strengthen local health system, reduce inefficiencies and promote sustainability. However, clauses requiring Ugandans to share medical specimens from patients with the United States have sparked concern, with critics warning of potential violation of personal data privacy. These concerns mirror developments in the neighboring Kenya, where the High Court on December 11th this year issued a conservatory orders suspending implementation of a comparable $2.5 billion health agreement with the U.S. In Uganda, the call for scrutiny was led by leader of opposition in Parliament, Joel Senyun, during a plenary session December 16th of this year, where Senyun questioned the lack of parliamentary oversight and drew comparisons to Kenya's court intervention. He argued that such a commitment requires parliamentary involvement from the onset and not after agreements have already been signed. The Attorney General of Uganda, Kiwanuka Kirwoya, responded that no existing law requires all government agreements to be tabled before Parliament. If the requirement is for us to bring every agreement that the government is going to sign before Parliament, then we should write the law and say so.